over 2 days on, what's the most disappointing thing about Sunday's loss?
Yeah, I think the manner in which we lost, we've been talking a little bit about our structure in front of the ball and the way that we were kind of collapsing into the ball and not giving our players further up the field many options. But I think most disappointing is how we kind of fell away in that last quarter and something that we're really looking to rectify.
So can you do that easily?
Yeah, possibly. I think there's probably a balance between the physical capabilities of our group at the moment and the mental side of things, especially when things are starting to get a bit tough and the scoreboard goes away from us. And it's something that I've kind of battled through my career as well and all players kind of work through. So we're just trying to build that mental resilience.
Historically, under Ross, you guys have bounced back pretty well after 10 goal losses. You've been part of a lot of those groups. What is it that enables you to put that behind you?
I think, especially for this year, I think we can really be honest and say that that's been a bit of an aberration. I think we've overall been quite good this year and much more improved in the way that we've been playing our brand of football. And that's always a goal after big losses like that, to try and come back home and really bounce back and get back to the way we want to play, which we're really clear about and we really understand, and it's just more about implementing. So I think our path forward for us is very clear. The challenge is going to be doing that against a determined opposition.
Do you need a better spread of effort, David? You had three guys who were very good at the top, and a couple of your kids were quite sound given the circumstances.
Yep.
There was a big hole in the middle, it seemed, in terms of performance.
Yeah, something that we always talk about, that weight of numbers effort across the board. And I guess especially when we're travelling and especially against the good sides, it does take the whole 22 and it's something that we're striving for.
That the structure in front of the ball you spoke about, like Gary Lyon was quite vocal in his criticism of that, but it wasn't down to numbers, you don't think? It was more what you guys were doing in the forward line, rolling up too far?
Yeah, no, it certainly wasn't a structural thing. It's more just a mental application and acuity of understanding what's happening in that moment. And it's easy to talk about now and understand where we were going wrong, but in a game, you're kind of watching the ball and you're just kind of getting drawn to the ball, especially with the guys that we have playing through that half forward and forward line at the moment, typically midfielders and wingmen who have grown up going to the ball. So, and we're just trying to re-educate some guys and get them to understand their role in things.
So do you think maybe if you had more leaders down there, it could help sort of with the guys, pulling them back from doing that? Is that something that's been spoken about, potentially you or Nat spending more time down there?
Possibly, but I was a culprit of that at times as well. So it's more just about trying to and get that weight of numbers across the board. We can't rely on one or two guys to really drive everyone on game day. We need everyone understanding and implementing as best they can.
Not a great team to do it against either, are they? They're pretty well organised back there.
Yeah, and Richmond at the MCG, there's not many harder challenges in football at the moment. And they certainly made us pay and make any opposition pay when you give them what they want, really.
Is there pressure both with and without the ball, the way they just plough forward with the ball and the way they hunt you, particularly the small forwards without the ball, is that the best in the AFL at the moment, do you think?
I think so, yeah. Certainly the best we've come up against this year. We're commenting about it after the game on the way home, but we weren't really, it wasn't one or two of their best guys who really dominated us. It was a really 22 even performance, and you mentioned their small forwards and their wingers and guys like that, but their role players really thoroughly understand their role, and they're hard men, and they go all day, and they went right to the end.
Ross spoke about the routine, the travel routine, and guys potentially getting distracted after the game. Is that something you've spoken about amongst the playing group since?
Not since, no. It's something that we continually trying to evolve and understand our group and potentially educate some of the less experienced guys a little bit more. But it's that fine balance of trying to, especially guys from Victoria or wherever we're going, trying to reconnect with family and friends, but understanding that those inputs and outputs and what's best preparation for a game. So
yeah. Is that different to what's happened in the past with guys going and catching up with friends and family and that sort of stuff, or is it the same as what you've always done as a group?
Yeah, well, there's no set structure around our downtime. So, but as I said, we've got a lot of guys who haven't really experienced the travel aspect before, and it does take a little bit of getting used to, and it is quite different to playing at home. That being said, we're professional athletes and we're determined to get that right.
What do you expect from St Kilda? I'd imagine that they'd be looking to have a fairly strong response after a month of pretty ordinary performance.
Yeah, and we've been in their shoes before, and we understand that sometimes, you know, leaving your state, home state, and getting away from that little bubble can be a really galvanising force. And you know, we're also determined to get back on the horse this week, so we understand it's going to be a fierce contest, and they're going to come out and really give it all they've got. They drew with GWS a couple of weeks ago, so they're certainly capable, and we're not taking them lightly.
Ross is under a lot of public pressure at the moment. How is he holding up, and do the players feel the want to rally behind him through performance?
To the second part, absolutely. But Ross at the moment is the same old Ross. It's not really showing in his demeanour or his attitude or his commitment to coaching us and getting the best out of us. He's the same old coach that he's always been, and hopefully we can put a better performance together this week.